احمر کے صحابہ The Voice of اہل سنہ والجماعہ.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ریسپیکٹڈ لسنرز آف مرکز صحابہ The Voice of اہل سنہ والجماعہ, it is our interview segment 8:30 to 9, and we have Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman. Today's date is the 5th of Shaban 1446. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, Mulana. How's everything?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. All is well. It's good to have you twice in a single day.
Thank you very much.
You're covering up for our yesterday. We missed you yesterday.
Yeah, we missed each other, yes.
So, Mufti Saab, we did say we're going to be discussing this whole issue. And I think... if you have seen the article, I'll just read a portion of it. Here in South Africa, currently, they are threatening schoolgirls. And it's a compulsory implant of what must be contraceptives in their arms. So this discussion just draws on, and we've seen, just builds up from the previous discussion that we had, that they don't have much people. And so what happens is, we can discuss it from this point of view, where Trump wants this 51st state and it must be Canada. So all of this is of the bigger picture to increase America's power and presence and people. Then if we see from this point of view, they are losing out on people because of all these contraceptives, and that China had bans in place, or they had rules in place, fines in place if you had over 2 or 3 children. Then they realize that their population is getting less. So they quickly said, okay, let's review this here. Palestinians, the Muslimin, Mufti Saab, you know the Mulanas, they always, mashallah, I know the one Mulana here in a way we're staying at the moment, over 9 children. And alhamdulillah, all is well, nothing wrong. So we're seeing all of this here. But the bigger picture here is, and the disturbing thing here is, that their vision is just by the tip of their noses. They want to introduce contraceptive implants in school-going children. Why they want to do this in South Africa particularly is because, if we've seen, girls from 10 upwards, 14, there is a high figure coming in of pregnancies amongst these ages of school-going children. So they are perturbed by this fact that so many school children are getting pregnant. How can we resolve this here? So they say, okay, let's do this. Let's enforce this here where girls have to have now these contraceptives implanted in their arms. So there's a whole fight back on this, not by Muslimin only, by the law as well, because the state has a constitutional duty to respect, promote, and protect, fulfill the rights in the Bill of Rights, including the individual's right to make decisions regarding reproduction and the right to reproductive health care. Islam laws never ever change. It says don't go close to zina. But just we enjoy your insight on this, because the comparison as well, it adds to the fact that you accepted Islam and then you saw this beauty, that Islam's got a vision, and it nails their short vision to the ground. Because I've seen one of their books. I was going to purchase certain books, and I said, let me just see, or we want to speak with evidence here. So I looked in the CAP syllabus, and we've seen in there that the focus is not on sexual activity in schools with the children. That's not the issue. The issue is pregnancy. Similarly, alcohol is not the issue. They have the slogan is, drink responsibly, just take a tot or two. But you must learn to control yourself. Now, I'm asking you, Mufti Saab, a person who's now given this opportunity, we've heard cases of teachers engaging with children, not just on a happy state. Rape has been taking place all of this year. And if we see the school, I'm not sure what's the uniform now in different areas of the world, but in South Africa, if you see the uniform of the girls, which they are enforced in certain schools to wear, of course, Muslim presence, all of that, they will say we can't do this and that. But then you have to wear the long grey pants. But the general girl, female of a school, normal schools, they have to wear a skirt. Is this not the dress of the prostitutes? A skirt. You can see, if they're sitting, you can see, the teacher can see directly between those legs. So, in fact, I must say this also, and I said it yesterday. This year, it was just too funny. The Minister of Health in South Africa, she said, she was addressing the school children, the school girls, and she was perturbed by this whole, she said, please girls, close your legs, start opening your books. This was not a Muslim. So,
okay.
All of this is in place. They are totally now, they're coming out openly, targeting people. We say don't even send your children, your daughters to these schools. But now with the Bella Bill, they're enforcing it. Anyway, Mufti Saab, please enlighten us.
Well, subhanAllah. Yeah, well, this again, this is from Bill Gates a couple of years ago, and the WHO, they want to ensure that, you talked about reproductive health care, okay? That they understand that to mean that the country should allow abortions, okay? The big fight in America about abortions and... So to be able to get an abortion, to be able to get the birth control type of things, condoms and things like this, and is what they're doing, especially in Africa, okay, again, to keep the population down as much as possible. In Europe, all the populations in Europe, France, England, Germany, they're all struggling to maintain the same amount of babies that are equal to the amount of deaths. Okay, populations are not really growing in England and in Europe at all. It's only the Muslim and the Africans that are going there as immigrants, okay, when they go there and they have children. So that keeps the population equal, okay, in Europe for the most part. In Germany, the population, the white population is actually going down as a percentage, and because the Turks, who are Muslim, are working there, and they're having children and no birth control. So Germany's overall population is staying about the same at 80 million. All right, it's not going up, it's not going down. But if you take the Turks out, okay, then it's going down. So yeah, that's the thing. When I was in America, they made it. You could get with condoms, okay? For boys could get condoms, and girls could get birth control pills, okay, without the permission of the parents. Mm-hmm. They could go to the guidance counselor and ask for it, the high school students, and they could get it without, and the parents would not be told about it. Okay, so now that was 35 years ago, 40 years ago. So yeah, now you're getting a little bit of a taste of it now, because so this is another reason why they promote the gay liberation, the LGBT. Okay, if you're gay, you're not going to have children for the most part.
Yes.
Okay. So that helps. Okay. All these things are put in to keep the population down. All right, it's all the same thing. In some places, some colleges, they have these machines where you can buy soda, you can buy chips, and you just put the money in, and you can get these items. Okay, they have those in colleges that you can get condoms. Okay, you put the money on the college campus. You go, you put the money in, and you can get a condom, and you go about your business. Okay, so, yeah, that's the way it is.
Okay.
And you talk about women, the teachers, having sex with the children. When I look at my American newspapers, every week, a woman, most of the time it's a woman, okay, had sex with her male student, okay, and the student's under 18, so that's considered like rape. Okay, and they've prosecute the women, send them to jail for a few years. They come back, they go to another state, and they teach someplace else, and they do the same thing. These smartphones, they have sent text messages to their students, and later the parents find out about it, and then they report that they. So the whole thing is like that. So Islam, you know, we believe in homeschooling. Okay, we don't like that environment, the school environment, the public school environment. Okay, the last thing, when I was, I'm 69, huh? So we're talking more than 50 years ago. The better schools, primary schools, were Catholic schools. Okay, not the government schools. Okay, you can get education in the government school, but if you want a better education, go to Catholic school. Okay, and everybody knew that the Catholic girls were the easiest to do zina with. Okay, it's supposed to be a religious school, right? All right, so they, like you said, they get skirts as a uniform. This was 50 years ago. All right, they would wear skirts, and the skirt would come down just below the knee. And when the girl would leave her house, she would roll up the skirt from the waist, okay? Like guys do with their shalwar, when their shalwar is below the ankle, they roll it up from the waist so they can read the namaz, and then they let it back down later. Well, the girls in Catholic school, as soon as they leave the house, they roll it up from the waist so the skirt is well above the knee. Mm. And all the guys looking at them understood that this is, an easy opportunity to do zina. Okay, so yeah. Now this but so now don't stop having sex. Just don't get pregnant. That is the thing.
Mm.
That was the thing, and that is the thing now.
Mm. And I was just thinking about this. As you mentioned previously, the bigger picture, that's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Tirmidhi, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min fa innahu yandhuru bi nurillah, that beware of the vision of the believer because he sees with the light of Allah. As you've said previously, the bigger picture is what we're not understanding. And that bigger picture is that to take control. They asked Bill Gates that, you say you, Microsoft, where did you steal this whole program of Microsoft? And then you started to develop the antivirus for a computer, for a PC. If you want to call it a robot, you want to call it intelligence, artificial intelligence, whatever you want to call it. So you developed this for Microsoft antivirus. Then you go on from there with your skills with regards to machines and all of this. If you even played a role in its actual development of it, or were you just giving instructions and just putting the whole project together? So if I have a computer, I have Microsoft, I know I have to get the antivirus because that serves as a threat. If I don't, and that's how he made money as well from that. From there, he gets boosted and promoted to now looking at human beings, seeing how he can also play a role in this antivirus for human beings. So they give you the virus, because that's what the vaccine is all about. It gives you the virus, and then it also kills the virus at the same time. So you have to have a little bit of it, taste it, and then you have this, and it's done. It's gone away. So they questioned him, you don't have any real medical qualifications. How did you come into this, the medical fraternity, and start to give instructions on all of this here? And he was totally bedazzled, if you want to say befuddled. He didn't know how to respond. And I can't play that because it's got a female's voice. And of course, if you edit it, we can play it, but not at this given juncture. But it's there. It's on social media. All of this is coming out now. But what I'm saying is, how does this fits in exactly, as you mentioned, control of population? Because to manage a lot of people, this becomes very difficult. So now, but men and humans, they play important role for labor because many things they can't substitute. So now what this fits in, and it seems like this is the rolling of the red carpet for Dajjal as well, is that we have this artificial intelligence. It's become so common now. We're not saying like Mufti Saab will search up, research something. There is to defend Islam. But we're saying take it on a general scale. Every small thing a person wants, we just ask Meta AI. And they need people to fulfill the human labor. Before it was people, tellers, all of this. They had to fulfill, they needed their physical figure there. Now you don't have to do it. How many times when we want to access a website, they say we have to just confirm if you're a bot or not. And you think to yourself, well, so all of this is in place, but they need to replace the human labor. And this is how all of this artificial intelligence comes into place. Many years ago, when we were children, Mufti Saab, perhaps you recall it, I'm not sure. They had a movie, movies are haram, we say it clearly. And whether you're saying it's Islamic TV, movie, whatever, it's all the same thing for us. That's our teachers, Maulanas, when they told us, they called it the shaitani box. That's why you can't change it now. You come in this day and age and say no, but this, and give all those, I don't know what to call it, immature excuses. But it's television at the end of the day. Nonetheless, coming to this, there was this movie that was out then. They called it iRobot, if I'm not mistaken. And you had these Dajjali agents such as Will Smith and all of them in there. So that's exactly what they do. They present what they're going to do in a few years in the form of a movie, and then you see now it's rolling out. It took many years, but now you're seeing it. Robots, what they can do, how much they can do. And the bottom line of that whole thing was that robots will eventually take over the world. Now there'll be this war. But of course, Dajjal will come, and he will have, everyone has to be already weaned off any conviction on Allah, and they must see all of this climate change, all of this, and say that Allah is not in control. When a'udhu billahi min dhalik, to say that is kufr. But they already weaned off to that point. Now Dajjal will come and he'll now exploit this moment and say that, look, this, I can do this for you. Want me to change the weather? I can do it for you. You want me to bring back the dead? I can do it for you. And that is how we're going to get caught up. So the bigger picture, and we can see now, it's not just the Majlis calling these people the Dajjali agents. It is really that. That's why Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we read Surah Al-Kahf, Usima min fitnati Dajjal, because of the fitna of Dajjal. That doesn't mean only when Dajjal comes. All that is building up, the build up for it, that too you'll be protected. You will be protected with this beautiful surah of Surah Al-Kahf.
Inshallah. Yeah, I agree. Bill Gates, he had said, like I said, a couple of years ago before the corona, and he predicted that there would be a pandemic. Okay. He said that soon the world will be up to 9 billion people, and that's too many people. We have to reduce it by, I think he said 30%, 20 or 30%. So yeah, we still need a workforce, and we still need people to cut sugar cane and big cotton and things like this. But yeah, when as they're building more and more robots that can do the things of humans, and especially in Saudi. Saudi is doing this, and Saudi wants to be the hub. Okay, Saudi wants to be the hub of all this, artificial intelligence robots. They have that city that they're going to have that has no workers that will be human. All the workers there will be robots. So yeah, so what should we be doing? We should be strengthening our iman. Okay. We see the end is coming, and we know there's going to be a lot of fitna. Okay, so the only way to survive is by increasing your iman and trying to stay away from the media as much as you can.
And I guess that's where people then say that, you know what, but we're using it as a tool because it's beneficial. Yes, it's beneficial, but we have to know when to stop, when to say that this is now pushing the limits. We cannot go over the limits here. So that's amongst the few things that we wanted to discuss now as well. And
we should use the tools as little as possible, like you said, as little as possible. We think of the hadith where the Sahabi had the bow and arrow, okay, and he was firing a bow and arrow, and the Prophet said, "What is this?" And he said that it was a Persian bow. Okay, it shoots further than the Arabic bow, and it's more accurate. The Prophet and jihad is fought, right? So the Prophet also said, throw it away and use the Arabic bow, our bow and arrow, and do tawakkul. All right. So just because something is better, still we should be careful how much we use it and whether we should even use it at all. If necessary, try to avoid it altogether and stick with what is normally, what is according to like Islam and Sunnah. All right. What I see, the people say, oh, okay, I can use this, I can use that. But I see how we, the Muslim, are celebrating using their computers, or smartphones, the same way I used to when I was non-Muslim. If it was Mother's Day or if it was Christmas, you go out your Christmas birthday, you get Christmas cards, all right? And even if you don't see the person, you know, you mail a card to them and like that. And Islam is about face-to-face, visiting people, okay? Visiting your wives, visiting your parents, visiting the graveyard, okay? Face-to-face type of thing. But when the first of Muharram comes and it's the so-called Islamic New Year, I get all these messages, you know, may Allah bring peace to you this year, and this, what kind of peace and happiness? May Allah give you a joyous Eid, and this, what? I never saw this in Hadith. This is the same way I used to talk when I was celebrating Christmas. And so you don't have to go visit or call anybody anymore. You can just make a group list, okay, and just send out that one message on Chan Rock, okay, you know, that Ramadan has started or Ramadan is over and may Allah bless it, this or that, rather than going to the person's house, okay, and visiting the person, spending a few minutes with him or her, you see, so... Yeah, try to stay away from it as much as you can, but we're all wrapped up into it. It's like a drug.
And it's such a drug that you cannot... when we were younger, I don't know if this was in America and other countries as well, but there was this particular chat. We used to use it as teenagers. So it was called Mixit, M-X-I-T. So... It's changed. Now they removed all the M in the IT. They just kept the X. Anyway, so we used to use it. And I remember, I recall the elderly people, they would get so perturbed with us. They would be like, you people have no lives. And at that time, phones and that, you just used it for the basic nature of calling. That's all. No fancy. Maybe they had few games like Snake and all of this here. But nothing really. So... when they used to see us engaged in this, they would say, hey, you people, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your lives. And how funny, the irony of it today is, I'm heeding that advice. Maybe I'm not heeding it as much, but I'm using it. I'm using the phone, the cell phone for other issues, which is beneficial, inshallah, Allah grant us tawfiq, whatever it is. But the tragedy is this, I'm seeing... the senior group, they've also captured them, like, And it's not to say they are gaining some, or they are reading some website, like authentic Islamic website where you know who's the person running it, or these are. It's just going on X, checking out this video, checking out that video, checking what's happening here, checking who's. What's happening? We're not even speaking about Gaza. They're not interested in all of that. It's just about all of this here.
Which movie star lady went to a award show, and what dress did she wear, and what pocketbook did she carry, and what store can you buy it at? These are the things that women are concerned about.
Hey, but people,
all women. Muslim women and non-Muslim women, all because so-and-so movie star went to this place and she wore this dress with these matching shoes and the matching bag, okay, and you can purchase it at such and such place. That's the big news nowadays. Astaghfirullah.
Before we leave you, we share with you this good news. Mufti Sahib, you know the crash last week between American Airlines, Black Hawk, helicopter.
Okay.
We spoke about this also. But today it came out. I tried to do some research then to see who's the pilot and who was the soldiers that were in the Black Hawk. Did they have any role to play in Afghanistan, Taliban, you know, fighting against them, or in Gaza or anything? But it was concealed. Today it came out, or probably even yesterday, late yesterday. But I saw it today. This the female that was flying, the captain of this helicopter, she was an aide to Joe Biden, and she played a major role in the White House. So I said it earlier that this is your result when you are an aide to the devilish hub called the White House. You know, we have the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, so in jealousy and all of this, they also need some house. So we have Baytullah, the house of Allah. They have their house, the White House. And you can see how it's all crumbling. We just hope to see it in our lifetime. But anyway, this was an aid.
White House built by a black man.
That had to come in.
Built by a black man. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, this she came down crumbling. She was part of that whole scene. And we're totally happy to hear this news. That this is what happens when you assist these people.
Yeah, but you see what happened with Trump. Trump initially, he said it was the air traffic controllers, and he's going to fire them, and they were at fault, and this and that. And come to find out that the helicopter was flying too high, twice the height that it was allowed to fly at that area. See, they were doing, what do you call it, practice runs, because America has a policy that keeps the president, vice president, and other high-ranking people, you know, in different places at all times. Okay, but if a bomb were to come or an attack against Washington, that these Black Hawk helicopters would be used to take president, vice president, and other people, all right, separately, to different underground locations, that if a bomb were to drop, they would not be affected. There's food there, okay, for I don't know how many months, you know, canned food and stuff like this. So this helicopter was doing a practice run at night. Okay, normally do it a day, but sometimes they got to do it at night because they never know when the attack would happen. So he was the pilot was at fault. He was twice the height that he should have been, and that's how the plane was able to crash into him. All right, but the thing was that it was a practice, okay, in case America gets attacked, okay, and they would go straight to the president and the other high-ranking people and get them underground safely. Now, doing a practice thing, they crash into a plane.
Like they say.
Okay. So you plan, and Allah plans.
Yes.
And Allah is the best of planners.
And practice makes perfect. So next time, we hope it will be a perfect crash. Anyway. Mufti Sahab, our time is up. We appreciate your time. Jazakumullah khairah. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.